Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es bei der Metzia, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Omer es Aveda. I announced, found an Aveda, Aveda Metzasi. Someone knocks on my door. Hello? Yeah. It's mine. Okay, can you describe it? And he gives us simonim, but they're not such good simonim. He tells us, it was very long, right? Or it was short? Yeah, could you give me anything more specific? Like, can you tell me exactly how many there were, or how much it weighed? Or can you give me a specific measurement? No, I can't do that, but I can tell you it was long, or it was short. Lo yitinloi. The one who found this should not return it. This is not enough of a simon to prove that it's his. He has to give me a good simon. Now, let's say someone knocks on my door and I say, uh-oh, where am I? This person is known to be a prankster. He's known to be a shady character type of person. I lost the Aveda. And he gives me simonim. Zakta Mishnah, if he's that type of person, Afopisha Omar Simoner, even though he gives us good simonim, la yitin, don't give it to him. Maybe he happens to know the simonim of his friend's object. So now he comes along and he's giving me very specific simonim, but that doesn't mean that it's his. Some say he has to bring Edim, that he's not lying. Now, what's the reason I don't return it to him? Why do I have to go think into who he is? Look, the Torah says, if there's simonim, return it. And the answer is Shenema, because the Pasuk says, let's remember the complete Pasuk. Again, in Pashas Kisei, Tzei Kapitel, Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis. V'im lo yikar v'chicha elecha v'lo yidatai. I don't know who to return it to. V'asavte yaltech b'secha. So keep it in your house. V'hoi imcha, and it should be with you until when? Ad d'roish achicha oisai v'ashivaisalai. What does d'roish achicha mean? Until he comes and he asks for it. Until he comes and he asks for it? Well, naturally. How can I give it to him if he doesn't come to ask for it? I don't know who to give it to. Therefore, the Mishnah concludes, ad d'roish achicha oisai doesn't mean until the Baal HaAveda comes and asks for it. It means the one who finds the Aveda has to make an investigation. He has to ask good questions. He has to interrogate the person to figure out if he's for real. So again, Amar Asu Aveda V'layam HaSimonel, if he doesn't give us good simonim, lo yitinloi, don't give it to him. But in mind, if he has a reputation of being a swindler, Afapisha Amar Simonel lo yitinloi, maybe you happen to know what your friend's chayfetz looks like, enough so you can give a specific simonim. How do I know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Ad d'roish achicha oisai. And it can't mean until someone comes to ask for it, because obviously, how can I give it to him before he comes to ask for it? Rather, it means, Ad shetidroish es achicha, you have to interrogate your brother, im ramayi. Is he lying, imein ramayi, or is he not such a person? If Edom come along and they say, no, I'm telling you, he's an honest person, then you can return the Aveda with the simon. Zakt der Mishnah weiter, kol davar she'oise ve'oichol yase ve'yoichol. Kol davar she'oise. If this is something, this type of an aveda can do work. It's an ox or a donkey. And he can do enough work that, in a way, the animal pays for its food. The money I save by having this animal work for me, I can buy food with that and feed it. That's what it means. Kol davar she'oise, it can do things so that ve'oichol, it pays for its mezainis. So then the din is, yase, the person who found it should work with the animal, v'yachal, and take the money and feed the animal with it. Now, it could be the Baal HaAveda is going to say, I know it's true, I can work with the animal and feed it, but it's still a pachka, it's still a bother. You have to take care of an animal properly. And you know there's a halacha, you can't even eat before you feed your animal. Like, it's easier for me just to sell it, and I'll put away the money, and if I find out who's shar or chamara was, I'll give him back the money. So I don't have to go running out at night and see where the animal is, or make sure the door's locked. So we say no. As long as it's not costing you money to feed it, as long as you can take back that money, so we want you to be matriach yourself. Yeah, sometimes a mitzvah requires tircha. Are you going to say, why make the person work for nothing? Taka, what's the difference to the owner of the animal if he gets back the animal or the money to buy another animal? And the answer is because it takes time to train in an animal. The owner would much rather have back his own animal than money to buy a new one. However, if it's v'dover she'ein oisa, let's say it's a type of animal that it can't work in such a way that, here I can take the money from this and feed it. V'oichel, and it eats more than what it could work, like a calf or young animals. So then the din is yimacher, then you should sell it. Shenema, because the pasuk says Vashivoyse loy. And we darshan re'eh heich teshuven aloy. Return it to him in such a way that it's good for him. Right? Imagine it cost me $5 a week to feed it. And after 2 years, we found who it is. We found the owner. And I say to him, on shuldex, please. But it cost me $5 a week. So here's a bill for $270. $270? That's like half the value of the animal or maybe even more. So under these circumstances, we say, look, obviously it's better for him that I sell it and I just give him the money. He'll be much better off. Now there's a machloikis in the Gemara in regard to a person that finds an aveda. Does he have a din of a shomer chinam, or does he have a din of a shomer sachar? There's a big difference. Shomer chinam is pater on geneva v'aveda, he's only chayiv on peshia if he's outright negligent, and a shomer sachar is chayiv on geneva v'aveda, he would only be pater if there was an einus, if something happened that was totally out of his control. Now, if I find an item, whatever it is, I can't use it for my own purpose. I mean, I can use it so that it pays for its own mezainis, but I can't just use it, decide I want to, I can't just take the horse and say, you know what, I want to ride into town with it. But let's say I have something that I sold, I was supposed to sell it, a calf that would cost more to feed than to keep it, and I sold it, and I have the money. And I put away the money in a special drawer, I'm waiting for the person to come. Can I use that money meanwhile? That's the Mishnah Shaila. Ma yehe badomim. You just told me that if it's not kedai to hold on to it, because I'm going to wind up giving the owner a very big bill for the food, so I sold it. Can I use the money? Maybe the money's like the metziah itself. I wasn't supposed to use it for my own purpose. Or maybe here it's different. If I had to go through the trouble of selling it, so maybe I'm allowed to use the money. Rabbi Tarfon says, Yishtamish ben. Yeah, because you had to work so hard to sell it, so the chachamim were matter that you use the money. Now here, it's interesting how it works. If you hold that on any aveda, I have a din of a shomer sachar, with this money, I go up another notch. I go up to the din of a shoyel. A shoyel means a shomer who borrows something, and he's chayiv even on einus. If you hold that stamazay, if I'm watching an aveda, I have a din of a shomer chinam, so if I sell it, and I'm allowed to use the money, I go up a notch and I become a shomer sachar. But either way, I have a greater level of responsibility on the money because I'm allowed to use the money. So Rabbi Tarfon says, Yishtamish ben. He's allowed to use the money, but lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if it's lost, chayiv bachriyasin, he's responsible for it. So if a regular shomer aveda has a din of a shomer sachar, and he sells it, now with this money, he goes up to shoyel. And therefore, even if it's lost through a way that was mamish, not his fault, the total oinus, he's still responsible, like any shoyel is. And even if he didn't use it yet, the mere fact that he has a right to use it makes him a shoyel. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, Rabbi Kiva says, lo yishtamish ben, you can't use the money. It's like the aveda itself. There's no heter to use it. Oy bazoy. He stays a shomer sachar. Or maybe even a shomer chinam, if you hold that he's a shomer chinam. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if it's lost, let's say he has din of a shomer sachar and it's lost through a way that's an oinus, ein chayiv bachriyasin, he's not responsible. If he had no heter to use it, he's not a shoyel. And if you're not a shoyel, you're not chayiv an oinus. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, if someone comes and he tells us the aveda is mine, he gives us very shvacha simanim. Now really, Chazal tells us there are three levels of simanim. There's what's called a simin muvik. That umbrella, it's mine. I'm telling you, if you look on the bottom of the handle, there's a hole on the corner. That's like a real good simin. Nobody would know that unless it's your umbrella. Then there's a simin muvik. He comes along, he tells us exactly how long it is, exactly how wide it is, how much it weighs, or how many you found, or he knows where you found it. That's a level less. The first type of simon is min ha-Torah. The second level is a machloikis, that's min ha-Torah not. And then there's a what's called a simon gerua. You know, he comes, he says it's long, it's short. He gives us very vague descriptions. So if he gives us a shvach simon, you can't give it to him. Even if he gives us a good simon, a real good simon, but we know for a fact he may have a reputation of a liar, can't give it to him. Because we darshan ad d'roish achicha oisai, it doesn't mean until the person comes to ask for it, which would be the pashut pshat. Because that's obvious. How can you give it back if he doesn't come to ask for it? You don't know who to give it to. It means you have to interrogate the person. You have to find out. If there's a question, he may not have a good reputation. Let him bring Adam that he's honest. Then the Mishnah told us, if it's the type of animal that could work and earn its own food, that's what you should do, and you should hold on to it. Don't sell it. Now, even if it pays for its own food, it still takes a lot of time and effort. It's a tircha. It would be much easier for him to sell it, but that's part of the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. We get paid according to how much tercha evi mitzvah is that way? Lefun tzara agra. However, if it's something that won't earn its own money, it can't work, a little calf or something. So what's going to be? He's going to come back in a couple of years, I'm going to give him a bill for half the amount of the animal or even more. Then we say, no, sell it and give him the money. Really, to sell an animal to get the right amount of money, to hold on to the money, that's a major tircha. So therefore, Reb Tarfon holds you're allowed to use the money. Because you're allowed to use the money, you go up a notch. So if the halacha is that a shomer aved is a din of a shomer sachar, then he goes up to a shoyl. And he's chayv even on einus. Rabbi Akiva says you can't use the money because he can't use the money, just like he can't use the item itself for his own purpose. Therefore, he does not have a din of a shayel. And if an einus would take place, he would not be responsible.